Let's talk, if we can, both of you, about Yellowstone, the caldera, the supervolcano, and give me worst-case scenario. From the moment this thing starts building to when it goes, and, you know, not a small one, but the biggest portion of it, what happens? Marie and John, take it away.
John, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I could start. The worst-case scenario would be similar to the eruption that occurred a little over 2 million years ago. This was a monster, perhaps a little smaller than Toba, but only a little. If it erupted in the course of maybe 2 to 3 weeks, then you could imagine all of this magmatic material being ejected over a fairly short period of time. The ash fall would extend probably with significant depths, and it doesn't have to be very deep to cause serious problems, but right to the East Coast. Agriculture in the middle of the U.S. would be destroyed. Everything would be shut down. Cars would not be able to breathe properly, not be able to operate. Airplanes, which have been known to fly through ash and suffer very serious consequences, like the engines cut out. Also, the blades could be chewed up by the ash.
Because it's glass-like, right?
Yes, it is. And it's various sizes and gets to various altitudes. Now, there is one other thing that just started coming to the forefront recently. That is, within the past year, a fellow has been looking at ozone depletion by Long Valley caldera eruptions and Yellowstone. And if that does happen, if he is right, then we are in serious trouble, because that is something that would last, we're not sure, but it could last for several months. And if the ozone is depleted, then we are exposed to ultraviolet radiation, UVB, which can really damage plants and, of course, humans. And to me, that would be perhaps the more serious, because after the ash settled out of the atmosphere, and we might like to come out of our hiding places, now we're faced with UVB.
What do we do about the drinking water, John, if all this ash...
It's contaminated.
Yeah, it is. It's gone. It's rendered useless.
Gone. Right. Yeah. There would have to be mass evacuation. And, you know, Yellowstone is mid-latitude. This would be a reverse situation. Migration to Mexico and South America.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they would accept us.
We'd be asking to get through their borders.
We'd be the illegals then, wouldn't we?
Exactly, right.
I wonder if that's the reason why they want this North American alliance. Maybe they know something's happening and they want to get us down there.
But eventually there would be problems even in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
What, maybe a year after the ash would make its way around?
Well, let's use a figure of 300 million Americans. How many would die because of Yellowstone exploding at its fullest?
At its largest eruption, I have actually seen an estimate of 1 billion.
1 billion people, on the planet.
Not just people on continental U.S., but Europe, who are at similar latitudes. All of this stuff will circle the globe.
All right. Will we take the brunt of it, though?
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, of our 300 million on this planet, in the United States, how many do you think would go?
It's a matter of how many can go south quickly enough, avoid all the jams, traffic jams and whatnot.
200 million people might die?
I hate to really estimate something like that, but I that might be.
And, you know, another thing that we have to keep in mind is that we have been shown through Hurricane Katrina that we really are not prepared at the federal level, at the local levels, at the state levels, even personally.
No, not for a disaster
for
like this, Marie. If Mount St. Helens goes, again, and it will one day. That's controllable.
It is, and people can prepare for that. But this is something that we talk about survival of the fittest. That doesn't apply here. What applies here is survival of the luckiest and the smartest, because the smart people will be the ones who have prepared, who know how to, we talk about how primitive indigenous tribes are, but my dad and I have kind of chuckled about how they're going to be the ones who survive because they know how to live off the land. We are so technologically ahead of ourselves.
Oh, sure.
We wouldn't have a clue how to survive at that, purely survival instinct level.
And would everything go?
One of the things that we'd have to be aware of, it's not just the ash and the initial event that would kill. It's not just the loss of food and water. It's not just the climate change that would occur. It's also human behavior. Would there be anarchy? What happens when you've got millions of survivors fighting for what little fresh water there might be, what little food there might be, what little safe shelter there might be? The government will not be able to operate. I'm going to tell you that right now, and I say that with no hesitation. I don't care if Dick Cheney goes into his underground bunker. When he comes out, it's just not going to work.
Marie, I'm glad you mentioned that, though. They do have underground bunkers for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. But what good is that going to do for them when they come out? Because unless they've got a couple of years' worth of food and water, I think they're going to be meeting up with the same problems that, Joe Schmo in your average little small town is going to meet up with. And, we've proven with the disasters that we've faced over the last few years, we don't have the infrastructure for something like this. We don't even have the infrastructure for a Category 5 hurricane. And I'm not saying this because I want people to be scared, but I do think it's good for people to think about, hey, if something like this did ever happen, how can I up my odds of survival?
Well, honestly, can we really prepare, I'm talking about as a nation, to evacuate this amount of millions and millions of people if Yellowstone goes? And how much time are we going to have? A week, maybe?
Exactly. I hate to be a pessimist, and, John can voice his opinion, but I don't think we can do it. I think what it would become is a matter of how do we help as many people as we can rather than how do we help everybody.
Right. How do we preserve life for those who end up surviving?